Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This is for BG. He didn't start this fire. It was burning. It was burning on Sunday. Might have been burning last year. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9495. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. I haven't looked at the polls at the beginning of the show. I'm disagreeing with the people today. More people in their feelings than not. Do you think it's a good thing that Brandon Graham said what he said last night?
And what they say, no.
On WIP, 72% said no.
But football, because they're right.
Come on, no. Football guys like Ross Tucker and I, offensive linemen like Ross Tucker and I, see this as a good thing.
It's messy. It's just messy.
It was messy before. Just because BG told
it
us.
It was messy.
Doesn't mean it wasn't.
It was messy.
Yeah, it's messy. Of course it's messy. He's got a diva wide receiver, and you have a quarterback not playing well.
I don't know any good receiver that's not a diva.
Mm. Devontae.
Devontae's not as good as AJ.
Sure, but he's good.
I mean,
you just said you don't know any good receiver that's not a diva.
He's an outlier.
Okay.
Devontae is one of one. Devontae is one of one. I will give you that. You're right. He's one of one.
Devontae's my guy.
Yeah, because he doesn't say anything. He just likes to block.
Well, yeah, if it were up to Devontae, we would be talking about the Steelers this week.
No, I tell you what, he did play at Alabama. And they did a whole lot of
Nick
run blocking.
Saban, he takes that diva and he just crumbles it. It's gone. You're not allowed to be a diva.
They did a whole lot of run. He played with some hellified running backs,
yeah, and
too.
And he also played with like three other NFL wide receivers.
Yeah,
so don't
did,
you dare
yeah.
complain about
that. That curriculum was not at Ole Miss.
No, I was not.
Shots fired.
Different there. All right, 215-592-9494. All right. Back to the phone lines in just a minute here. And coming up, continue to stay tuned because when you hear the sounder in a few minutes, you know what you got to call in for. Hugh's holiday stocking will tell you what's inside. So today, everyone will be playing for an incredible qualifying prize pack, including Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey tote bag, and the ultimate grand prize, which we'll pick from our qualifying winners, a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Jack Daniel's giant Jenga, original wood smoker chips, and a Gerhard's Appliances Weber Spirit 2 grill and 55-inch smart TV. Coming up later this hour, we will play Hugh's holiday stock and what's in it. We'll find out coming up. Before we go back to the phones, though, Hugh, we got to play this. LeSean McCoy, we've heard a lot recently on WIP. It's been great. He was in studio with us. He was on the pregame show when he got inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame. Well, he has his daily show, FS1, the facility. So he was on there today, and you knew they were going to talk about this. Yeah. And he started talking about the situation, Eagles, and he said, hey, BG, mind your business.
BG's my brother, though. Mind your business. Mind your business. The first he said was, I don't know everything was going on, yep. But here's my... How you know? And I'm cool with BG.
He in the locker room.
But here's the thing, though. On offense and defense, though, we even might be cool. Like, I was cool. I chose my man, but, like, I'm not running him my business. What's going on in the offense? And how he know one trying? Because I'll just say this, man. As a brotherhood in the locker room, we keep everything in-house.
Yep.
We're not going to media and rapping about this, about mm-hmm. that, right? We've seen other teams do that. The thing with A.J. Brown, I think we're all blown out of proportion. They say, yo, what do you need to fix on the offense? I don't know if you guys watch or know. But if he don't have to say anything, the first thing we all going to say is, yo, the passing game.
So what do you make of that, Hugh? He basically said, BG, love you, but mind your business on
yeah, that. He's right. He's right. I love BG too, man. But my thing is, how do you know as a defender, as a defensive player, how do you know what AJ doing? How do you know what they're working on? Because normally, and I know BG's hurt right now, but normally defense working on what the defense works on.
So I hear you on that, and he probably doesn't know the ins and outs of what's going on the pass game. I'm sure he doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. Like he's on the other side of the ball.
Can't possibly know that.
But he does know as a veteran if it's a good thing to kind of call your teammate out after the game, right?
Well, yeah, he's not. Listen,
I think like that was the spirit of it. Don't do that to him publicly.
BG is not a dummy, and BG has been doing a lot of radio over the years to know exactly what he was doing. I can't put my finger on the pulse of why. He did this. I did put my finger on the pulse, but y'all thought I was acting crazy. Y'all think I'm making an excuse for people. But the man did just have surgery. He probably on the Percocet some, and he probably was out of his right mind. That's all.
An excuse a day.
I'm just saying. It might be that.
Yesterday was the holidays. Today's Percocet.
Okay, just let me.
The holidays was an all-timer.
I'm not gonna ever get over it.
Listen to what. Let me workshop. Workshop this with me, shall we?
All right, let's do it.
He just had surgery, right?
Yeah.
On his arm.
He said he was going to get it checked out today.
When has BG ever in life since he's been on the air been negative? Ever?
Almost never. Never.
It's the Percocet, man.
He's Mr. Positive.
It's the Percocet. He was on them pills, man. He took too many. He wasn't driving, so everybody out there talking about, well, how did he get home? He never drives. So he was high.
Doesn't mean the truth didn't come out. I mean, you have a half an excuse right there.
No, because even when we were going through the tough time that we were going through when we were on a 6-game losing streak, I used to listen to BG's show, and I'm like, damn, BG, you trying awfully hard to be positive. He was positive, man. So I'm gonna chuck it up. The BG was high.
Sometimes the truth serum gets the truth out of you. A drink or two gets the truth out of you.
He was Percocet. He was on the Percocet.
That's fine.
And it's the holidays, though.
You know that's the one that
Percocet at the holidays.
Because that was WIP caller level of copium yesterday. It's the holidays, you know, like. I expected that to come after a long OG Wade rant about Jalen.
I come in and I try to sprinkle y'all with game every day, just like I tried to tell y'all about Bryce Young coming to town and doing what, and he almost lit us up. That's all I'm saying, man. Y'all don't listen to what I'm saying.
I'm telling you.
I have a profound knowledge of all of this randomness that is the random stuff that goes on in life. I'm just saying, a legit threat.
As the Panthers are going down that field on Sunday to win the game, I had your Bryce Young jersey queued up in my cart on NFL Shop. I was purchasing it immediately.
Somebody's not going to admit it, but when Leggett dropped that pass, before he dropped it, they was like, damn it, that damn Hugh Douglas called that.
I was thinking about you the whole game. I'm like, this guy, man.
They was like, they ain't called me no nice names either, though. They probably called me a couple a-holes. He was like, he tried to tell us.
And listen, I didn't have the company card. I was putting it on my card to buy you a Bryce Young jersey. I was going to expense it later.
I'm just saying, man.
I had it in the cart.
See, this is the problem. Y'all need to think outside the box sometimes.
Y'all, that linear thinking ain't what it's about. You're so far outside the box with this one.
You don't even know where the box is anymore. I'm just saying, BG ain't never said nothing bad about nobody.
Well, it's them pills, man. Well, we used this phrase yesterday.
It's them pills he was
Speak
on.
Speak softly, carry a big stick.
He was on them pills. He was feeling it, and somebody asked him a question. And he just went in for 20 of them things.
I don't even know if there was a question. He just started talking.
That's what I'm saying, because he was high.
He long talked as much. There must be a defensive pass rusher thing, a defensive end thing. Just long talking.
I try not to long talk, because I know if I'm long talking, I'd have forgot what I was talking
about. Emonominy.
All right. We have one more cut here from.
Monominous.
Yeah, the monominous one's the best. All right. Let's hear from LeSean this morning again on his show talking about just more on this and talking to AJ and their relationship and kind of what he feels right now.
Because I talk to AJ, and we are friends, right? And I try to keep my relationship and everything personal and private. But if I don't even mention his name, I'll just say, listen, yo, when you watch the Eagles offense and you watch tape, not no fan stuff, I'm talking about Eddie watching tape and really watching plays 2 or 3 times, you see that Jalen Hurts is just missing reads, missing throws. And even though we are winning, we not going to beat the Detroit Lions throwing for 100 yards. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Not gonna
you have a number three wide receiver in the league. You have a number top three wide receiver duos, I think, with Smitty and A.J. Brown. We should be smoking teams. And if we're not smoking them, having comfortable leads, all I'm saying is A.J.'s not really wrong, and he didn't throw his quarterback under the bus.
So when I heard that from LeSean, okay, and I agree with his premise on the football aspect, right? Like they're going to need to throw the ball better to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it did because he started it by saying I talked to AJ, right? Like he said that to us when he was here. They're obviously friends. It sounded like that was coming from AJ. Like we're not going to win this way. We got to figure this out. I mean, that sounds like a receiver saying, "Yeah, this is nice, but we need to figure out the passing game. Otherwise, we're going to lose."
But you know what's funny about that? And the way it was said, we've been saying that for weeks.
I know, but so you're right. But now I feel like it's coming from the receiver room.
But and see,
because the offensive line's not going to say that.
But to be honest, Joe, if you're being honest, anybody who played the game or knows the game knows that if we want to ultimately get to where we want to be, that we have to be better. And it's been being said. I think it was a combination of a few things. And I know I said it, you know, the Saquon thing and all of this stuff. I know some people out there that don't really fathom that. And I don't.
Oh, the shrine?
I don't have time to explain it to you. Maybe somebody that, you know, played football could help you out with that. But it's when you talk about that happening with Saquon and them being able to run the ball as effectively as they have and not passing as efficiently as they could be, that's probably where AJ was frustrated. We talked, like, Mike Quick tried to say it as nice as he possibly could. But I would love to have a chance to talk to Mike Quick and ask him if he was in the same situation in his younger days and he was in a wide open route like that and he didn't throw it to him, how he would have felt. And I'm pretty sure Mike probably wouldn't have said nothing that would have been, you know, bulletin board material in the paper, but he would have been frustrated because that's frustrating. Mm. Because you know in order – like, now, we're at the part of the season. We got four games left, man. And we know that we got to tighten up. We got to tighten up the passing game. We got to tighten up this defense. Because you're about to go in. The stakes are higher. The teams are better. And I don't think anybody thinks that when you – see, we're stuck on the fact that it's AJ and the quarterback got beef. But I don't think anybody feels comfortable with the passing game where it is right now. I don't think anybody feels that.
Well, I don't know how you can. I mean, they could barely get over 100 yards.
And now we're mad at him because let's say this. He forced Brandon to bring it to the forefront. Maybe we become better for this because now it, like you said, Joe, it has to be talked about.
They can't avoid it. I mean, this is the
because we got four games left, man, and we got a tough ass team coming into town, and we ain't even talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're talking about the drama that's going on with the passing game.
You know who's got a big smirk on his face right now? Mike Tomlin.
Mike, Coach Tomlin, yeah.
Because he sees a team that's one-dimensional right now, and he's got a team that has infighting right now. I mean, that's his opponent this coming week. Andy in Westchester's up. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on, Andy?
Man? Oh, God. Sitting on hold always makes me, like, my brain goes 50 different directions than where I want it to be. But I'm going to start with Hugh. He could have at least started a quarterback this week.
I didn't start
you
a quarterback.
Didn't even, you're messing up the whole playoff field.
Because
you're giving away three wins here, Hugh.
He called me Diamond Girl anyway, Douglas. Diamond Douglas.
You're tanking. He was tanking without a draft pick in his hand.
It's a moot point anyway because I pretty much got it wrapped up. I don't even know what the prize is yet. But yeah.
Wait a second. You're calling your shot that you're going to win this thing?
He definitely did that.
We got the playoffs.
He talked bad about me, and then he talked about he's going to win it all.
Well, I mean, your team stinks.
Yeah, the low point of my season was I lost to Lance.
Did he finish even worse than Hugh?
That's bad, yeah, Lance.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I think Hugh would finish dead last.
Did he?
Yeah.
So, Anyway.
Got to shoot for something.
Yeah, dead last for Hugh. Go ahead, Andy.
Now it's time for some caller-on-caller crime. And you guys let it happen. Mm. Get rid of A.J. Brown. That's the solution. And Saquon doesn't want to get the rushing.
Self don't like people. Self don't like people.
What was that? Yeah. Kidding me? Yeah, get rid of A.J. We'll be all good then. But anyway, yeah, I'll take the beating tomorrow when he calls back in. So, that aside, I am glad that Brandon said it. I was wrong to do, but I'm always a fan of rolling the grenade into the room. And I think that...
That's exactly what last night was. It was a grenade indoors. I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah. So, hopefully, honestly, he takes it upon himself and gets the two together and just says, look, you know, because he already said he was sorry he shouldn't have said it. Gets them together and
ain't nobody listening
out
to Brandon right now, man.
Oh, excuse me? Clip has like 5 million views.
I'm talking about anybody in the locker room. Ain't nobody listening to Brandon right now.
About that.
Yeah, because of the pills. Actually, dude, that was a good take. I was like, wait a minute, he's kind of making sense here.
No, I'm saying Brandon ain't never said.
Don't enable this.
They're afraid to think outside the box, man.
Hugh's daily excuse.
If Brandon ain't never said nothing bad about nobody.
That's how it. That's how you know it hit.
Then all of a sudden he went Nas and Ether. He went Nas on him.
I can't argue that one. But, yeah, I just think this has gotten totally out of hand with – you know, and I know it is what it is. You got a radio station and people are just calling. Everybody's got opinions and thoughts. And actually, Hugh, if you don't know it, I'm pretty sure you do know the analogy. No, use one of your words. Opinions are like bungholes. Everybody's got one, and they all stink.
Well, yeah, a lot of people believe is. Last night's did. I felt the. I think it could be a good thing. Andy, we appreciate it.
Excuse me.
Yeah, by the way, I just, I don't know if you guys noticed this or this year. So Hugh finished last in our fantasy league for the
WIP. Why we got to talk about fantasy
football? Well, I wanted to point out how consistent you were. So they have a tab in the ESPN fantasy app called Power Rankings,
mm-hmm.
and they show you your team, what they thought of it on draft day versus what it ended with, right?
And he looked this up. See what he's doing?
Well, I just wanted to, because some people's teams were ranked 10th on draft day, but then they made the playoffs. They overperformed.
Mm-hmm.
Your team was ranked dead last to you on draft day, and you finished dead last.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I
thought I did pretty good.
A model of consistency.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
hey,
what everyone here calls you. The model of consistency. Derek in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's up?
Hey,
what's
Derek.
Up, man?
What's up?
Yo, can I do an OG way to land a plane real quick?
You land it. So please don't crash it. Like,
All right, listen. This is what I want to say about that. First of all, let's say Brandon Graham, right? I'm with Hugh. He don't usually talk crazy, but I feel like he did more harm than good because he obviously teamed Jalen, right? He's saying one is trying and 11 needs to be more, whatever, and this and that. So him apologizing and all that this morning, like, I don't think that's going to go over well, right? And then my second thing is with the AJ and Jalen thing is, like, after hearing what BG saying, like, those throws that AJ, he missed AJ with, bro, it looked like he just wasn't trying to throw the ball to him. Like, we could say, like, he can't see over Jordan Mailata. Like, anybody could have, like, AJ, he passed up AJ to go to Devontae, right? And then he passed up AJ to go to Calcaterra. If you, like, go and watch them plays, bro, it's like you cannot tell me that don't look like he was just like, I ain't messing with you right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if that's the case, Derek, then it is a problem, right? Like, if there's something going on there and he's purposely not throwing to him, we got ourselves an issue, Hugh. That can't happen.
Listen. That song we be playing about, what's that song y'all singing? He's going down and all
he's
that.
He's bounded down. we ain't,
man,
going.
It look as shaky as, you know, we lose Sunday, hey, man. It might be last year all over again, hey, man.
Oh, no.
AD, that idea has been floated that you're talking about. But I can't, man, I refuse to believe that you will undermine a win just for a personal vendetta.
Mm.
I refuse to believe it. I
hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
No,
I mean,
but Derek, listen. I mean, I see the same thing you see.
I mean, he still threw two touchdowns. I mean, he still threw the touchdown to AIDS. I mean, to Devontae.
Yeah, but man, you work. What they say, you working harder, not smarter.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to work harder.
Don't look at it. Though.
That was a hard win
too.
Don't
look at it.
No,
Derek,
you're right.
Derek, we there are certain things that we talk about off the show that we don't talk about on the show.
Woo.
But yeah, I mean, you know, hey, I refuse to. That's why I didn't say I refuse to believe that Jalen would do
Derek,
that.
Derek, it's a really interesting perspective.
I do too.
Yeah,
you got to watch it though.
I'm glad you brought it up. So actually, you led me somewhere, Derek. We appreciate it. You know, excuse maker Douglas over here.
Excuse maker Douglas.
You brought up something really interesting. You said after all these years, what in the world could cause Brandon Graham to be more, I would say, pessimistic than optimistic? Right?
Yes.
He's Mr. Optimism. He's Mr. Positive.
Yeah.
And your excuse was the Percocets, okay?
Molly Percocet.
Well, you know what? The theory that Derek just had, that could cause a positive person to snap. Like, I'm not saying it's true, but what if Brandon felt that Jalen purposely didn't throw an open guy the ball because they have a beef? That could cause an otherwise very positive person to say, enough is enough. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you can't. Like, listen, there were teammates that I didn't get along with all the time during the course of the week. But on Sunday, man, we locked in, man. I don't give a damn about what we had going on before the game started.
Mm-hmm.
We locked in. Let me tell you a story real quick. I remember, and Ike probably know this story. We were going to get ready to play Tennessee. And, you know, every now and then, I talk too much, and I get under people's skin. So I got under B. Mitch's skin one day so bad that B. Mitch took his chain. He had a gold chain on his neck, Joe. He took his gold chain off and wrapped it around his hand because he was about to let me have it.
Uh-oh.
And we about to go at it on the bus. And it's like, man, come on. Like we're about to fight on the bus. Well, he was about to fight because Derek was a Derek Burgess. Like, man, B-Mitch about to beat your ass. He was like, B-Mitch about to beat your ass. So I felt bad because we were playing the dozens, and I felt bad because we're getting ready to play a game, and I remember going into the locker room that day of the game, and I said, I walked up to him, and I said, hey, B. Mitch, I'm sorry. I said, I took it too far. I apologize, and I gave him a hug because I'm like, dude, all that stuff that happened the day before the game, we need to let that go. And he was cool with it. That's what being a teammate is, man, because you never want something like that, something stupid, to undermine the ultimate goal. And that's how you have to be, man. And I refuse. The school that Jalen went, I don't know Jalen from a can of paint, but I would like to think that at Alabama, you know, when you talk about how Devontae Smith acts, I would think that Jalen would act the same way. And, you know, you see all those teammates there, you know, Landon Dickerson and all those cats, they are really a tight-knit group of guys. I like to think that they feel the same way. We are on a mission, and I believe that they're like that as well. Whatever you have going on, guys, let that go. Let it go until the end of the journey. Because at the end of the day, man, listen, it ain't going to matter. Y'all win the Super Bowl, y'all going to walk together in life forever, and it's going to be different for you. And these moments right here, these will be footnotes in your history. These will be moments where you'll be like, oh, remember that time? I got mad at you and didn't want to throw you the football. Yeah, that was crazy, dog. And watching your kids grow up, watching your kids play football at all. Man, get back to that. Because I remember when I first got here. Isn't Jalen AJ's goddaughter, godfather or something
godfather
like that?
Godfather of his daughter, yeah.
Those are friendships and bonds, man, that they should supersede everything that goes on in your personal. Me and Ike don't get along all the time. Sometimes I get on my nerves. I want to punch Ike in the face. But I let that go because we're family. You know, and I'm pretty sure I get on Ike nerves. But you let that go because you're family. That's how it has to be, man. You got to let certain things go.
So we didn't solve everything today, but we did find out at least that Brian Mitchell almost beat you up.
Brian Mitchell was about to put hands on me, man. All right. I'll never forget that.
So we've done a lot today. We're on the other side. We will get Jaw's reaction from this morning, how he said he'd have felt if he was the Eagles quarterback, what AJ said, what he said. And we'll finish up with your phone calls reacting to all of this.
Oh, here's Hello Stucky.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, it is that time of the day. It is time to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. All right, today, you guys are going to play for an incredible qualifying prize and then the grand prize, the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway.